2, some more of this story, this account. I don't know about you guys, but I've had an interesting week. The more I tried to stay out of the world, the more it seemed to be bugging me. Things at work, and you know, you don't want your mind, I want my mind set on what I'm, you know, teaching, and I want that every week, every day, but when I seem like I have Sunday school or devotion, there's always something comes up to take my mind off of where it needs to be. But we're going to look here in Ruth chapter 2. Here the Naomi has come back to home with Ruth, her daughter-in-law. And they've been there, I'm not sure how long, but here in verse 1, and Naomi had a kinsman and of her husband, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Ishmael, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth, the Midianitess, said unto Naomi, let me now go into the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said, go. She said unto her, go, my daughter. I think it's kind of neat. I'm not sure how long they had been home, but I think this speaks a lot of Ruth that said, hey, we've got to eat. So I think it's time I go out and try to find food. And I'm not sure exactly how all this worked and how they, I know they didn't have the equipment that we have today to harvest. I knew they cut it and they bundled it and then they thrashed it and a lot of procedures they went through for their grain. So Ruth has said, I've got to go out. I've got to go find us something, food. In verse 3, and when she came, she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and her hap was to light on a part of a field belonging unto Boaz, who was of a kindred of Elimelech. I think it's important here that she just happened, you know. I know that word's there, but everything happens for a purpose. Just like back in Jonah, God prepared a great fish, which was a whale. So, you know, Lord does everything, and that's why in verse 1, well, why is that in there? Why is that verse there? Well, it brings Boaz, who he is and what part he's got to play in Ruth's life. And then verse 4, and behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless thee. And then said Boaz unto his servants that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? I think it's kind of neat that Boaz knows what's going on in his fields. You know, he sees this. You know, he asks, well, who is this lady? And then verse 6, and the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, this is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray thee, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and hath continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. So here the head of the reapers, you know, she came to them. She didn't just show up and start. She went, asked permission, and she's been steadily at work. And that's what, you know, the servants said, hey, she's been right there working. Maybe there's others that's been come and go, but she's been steadily working. And in verse 8, then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not my daughter, go not to glean in another field, neither go from thence, but abide fast with my maidens. Let thine eyes be in the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they should not touch thee, and when thou art athirst, go unto the vessel and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Here, I think Boaz, once he heard what she had been doing, he had went to her and said, don't leave this field, stay with us. You go to the next field, you stay with my maidens. I don't know how all that works, so he must have had other women also there working, and the men that were harvesting. And if you get thirsty, you go drink over there. You go get the water right over there that they provided. He was probably a pretty good boss to work for anyway. Just the way that he's taking care of this strange woman, stranger. And then in verse 10, that's what she says. Then she fell upon her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou showest taken knowledge of me, seeing I'm a stranger? You know, she recognized, why are you being so nice to me? Well, you know the saying, you treat people the way you want to be treated. And I think that's one thing that Boaz seen, that, you know, she was willing to work. And we'll see on further that everybody knew she worked and what she did. And in verse 11, and Boaz answered and said unto her, It hath fallen, fully been shown me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thy husband, and how thou hast left thy father and mother and the land of thy nationality, and art come unto a people which thou knowest not. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given to thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wing thou art come to trust. Here Boaz did say, you know, I've seen what you've done. Everybody knows what you've done and how you've taken care of your mother-in-law, and you've left your father and mother, your country, where you came from. But one thing he didn't say was your gods. You know, not like Naomi did when she was leaving, go back to your gods. Because Ruth said, I want your God. And this little phrase on the end of end of verse 12, you come thee unto the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou have come to trust. Ain't that neat? Because I know Jesus said it in the New Testament when he's here. I called you as a chick, as a hen would call her chicks. And she came. And we wonder how many came. Even then, there wasn't many. But she came. She trusted. I think in all that, I think Naomi was a witness to her, and that's why she came with her. She wanted what Naomi had. Verse 13. Then said she, let me find favor in thy sight, O my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thy handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaids. You know, she was very grateful the way she was talked to. He was pleasant. And I think that means, you know, how do you feel when you're talked pleasant to? I remember going through management school with Hardee's, and that was one of the things. There was three ways that you could talk to somebody. You know, you start with a praise. You tell them you're doing a good job, but you have this that you're doing wrong, but we can fix that. And you continue to praise them at the end, because I guarantee you, when someone comes up and starts screaming at you, you're doing something wrong, you're immediately go on, you're on offense, defense, get it right. You know, you don't like to be hollered at either. Nobody does. So as soon as that happens, you're on the other side. But Boaz spoke very nicely to her and comforted her, knowing that what she was doing was okay. That, hey, you know, you can come and go with us. Just follow us. The safety is here. These young men are going to look out for you, not touch you. You don't have to worry about my men that are working here. You know, I think there's a lot said for what he did in just taking care of her himself. But we'll continue on in verse 15. And when she was... Oh, here, verse 14. Skipped one. And Boaz said unto her at mealtime, come thou hither and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her a parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and left. I think that's kind of neat. Even Boaz said, I don't know, there's probably other people there going through the field with them, but he took a special interest in her and said, come on, you come over here and eat, I'll feed you. He's feeding his men and whoever was there for him, but he says, I'll take care of you too. And I think that's kind of unique. As you read through this, you see how the Lord is, how Boaz is treating Ruth. We know the end. He had no clue. Neither one of them knew what was going to happen at the end of this. But you can see how the Lord's working him and her. I think that's kind of neat. And all right, in verse 15, and when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls and of her purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. So she gleaned in the field until evening, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. You know, most of the time, I guess, that anybody's in there cleaning up the field or whatever as they're gleaning, they wouldn't let them get in certain areas. But Boaz said, just let her do what she needs to do. And hey, drop a little bit, guys. Don't make sure she gets plenty. Taking care of her. I think that's kind of neat. I mean, you just see the Lord working and how works for, you know, the Lord's working with Boaz for her. And in verse 18, and she took it up and went into the city to her mother-in-law. And her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had received after she was sufficed. So here, I'll go ahead and read 19. Verse 19, and the mother-in-law said unto her, here, whence thou gleaned today, and where wrought thou Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, the man's name with whom I wrought is today is Boaz. So when she got home, she showed everything to Naomi. She even had leftovers from lunch that she gave her. And she told her where she worked. And I think that's kind of neat. You know, she showed her everything. This is how much I got. And, you know, I think she was excited about it. And the Lord had blessed there. In verse 20, and Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, blessed be he of the Lord who hath not left off his kins to the living, kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, the man is near of kin unto us, one of our near kinsmen. And Ruth, the Moabitess, said, He is unto me also. Thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all thy harvest. So Naomi goes, oh, that he is a kinsman. And Ruth says, oh yeah, he did tell me I have to for me to stay with him the entire harvest. I think that's kind of neat. In verse 22, and Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law, it is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, and they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean and to glean unto the end of barley harvest and of the wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. So Ruth, she sticks with them. And you know, there's only four books to this to this chapter. Don't take long to read it. Didn't take us very long just to go through these 23 verses. Do you realize how much time has passed in those 23 verses? I didn't. That's what's neat about having to do a Sunday school lesson, is when you really get down and dig. She had stayed with them to the end of the harvest season and the end of the wheat season harvest. But I'm not sure how long that was. It probably a month, a while. I'm thinking of today. That won't take long for us to harvest, you know, with the combines we have and what we do. But there it was quite a while. And she stuck with them. And she was steadily at work. I think that shows that she was doing what needed to be done. But I don't have time, but I'd like to start in chapter 3, but I don't have time to get too very far, because I think it's neat how the rest of this works out. But I think, too, Ruth, if you would have took out chapter 2 and went from 2 to 3, people wouldn't have known who Ruth was. You know, she had to prove herself. And I think that's what chapter 2 did. She stuck with harvest. She stuck with her mother-in-law. She's helped her. She's provided for her. She's went out and actually collected, you know, went and harvested. I don't know how exactly all that worked, because they took care of their family a lot different than we do today. But I've heard a lot of messages on this, but it's kind of neat to be able to go through it myself and study it a little more. But hopefully we'll continue. Depends. The Lord may change my mind next week. But I encourage you to read it. And I encourage you all the time to read more, study, because there's always something in there you'll see. Just like how long she stayed with harvest. It was quite a while. So we'll be dismissed with a word of prayer.